Hallelujah. Let's go, guys. Hallelujah.
Do it again now. Come on to the Lord.
La 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 la. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I see, the only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need, to feel your Father smiling on me, the only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name.
And yours is the name, the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I will tell my story. Will be one name that I proclaim. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name, Jesus, yeah.
And yours is the name that saved me. Mercy and grace, the power forgave me, and your love was all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. La 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 la.
Now say the name of Jesus. Come on, church.
Just that name. Jesus, 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 just that name. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Let's go back and do Jesus one more time.
Just that name.
Oh, just the name of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 just that name. When I wake up in the land of glory with the changed, I would tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory with the saints, I would tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
La la la, let's sing it to Jesus now.
Say la 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 la.
Keep the music going. But you know, you think about heaven, and I know there's a lot of things we really don't know yet about heaven. All we know it is there's no tears and no pain and no sorrow. So when we tell our stories, there's not going to be any pain about it. There's not going to be any regrets. There's not going to be, you know, none of that. But to think that we're going to be able to fellowship with everybody, Moses, Stephen, James, all of those people, we'll be able to fellowship. Now, what we'll talk about, I don't know, but there won't be anything bad, because we won't have a sense of a bad. We won't have a sense of regret or nothing. So isn't that awesome to know that that's who we are on the same level with even now? Glory to God. Hey, I have it now, and I don't have to wait till I get to heaven because of the name of Jesus and the blood that he shed for me. Amen. Sing the name of Jesus again. All right, here we go now.
Jesus, 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 just that name. Jesus, 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 just that name. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints, I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
Glory to God.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, if we can't get excited in here, where can we get excited at? Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all, excuse me just 1 minute, y'all. I got to do something. Hi, buddy. I'm here again. Good. You know, it's a choice we make.
Amen.
We can make our own choices. Now, you know, now being a man, I can say we can go back to Eve and she started all that. Now, I can do that. I can do that. But I won't, because Adam was just as much at fault. He sure was. Watch out now, Nana. But anyway, being said, we still have choices, and we can choose the right choice. We can make the correct choice. Amen. You know, I've tried that other stuff, and it don't really work. You know, you might think you're having fun for a while, but the devil is a liar. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I hear the voice of one crying. I hear the voice of one crying. I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to say something. You You know, for years I've sang this song, and this revelation just settled on me just then. I look back at all the kids that I've talked to about the problems. I look back at all the adults that have problems about their kids and talk to me about it. You know, just possibly that's that one voice that's crying in the wilderness, maybe reaching out, wanting somebody to help them with the problem that they have. So I think that we all can tune an ear and do that very same thing. Amen? I mean, isn't that what being a Christian is all about, is helping each other? I mean, it's hard enough to get through this life struggles without help. Now can you relate to where I'm coming from here? I don't know of any other religion that has that. I know of religions having so many different weapons, but Jesus don't preach killing people. Jesus preaches love and helping people. Amen. Don't get me started right here. Thank you, Father. I get confused sometimes of what I'm trying to say. But it'll work out. Like Shirley said, I ain't gonna quit. I'll get the point across. The God we serve is an almighty God. The God we serve is a glorious, loving God. The God we serve has suffered for us. He put himself in our place. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. So he is the true king. He is the only king. Because, see, he's got it laid out for us. Streets paved in gold. We've got a mansion. Can't buy that. He already bought it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I hear the voice of one crying. I hear the voice of one crying. Hallelujah. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Will I hear the voice of one crying? I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, we worship your holy name, Jesus. As sure as gold is precious and the honey is sweet.
Hallelujah.
So we love this city and we love this street. Every child out playing by their own front door. Every baby lying on the bedroom floor. Every dreamer dreaming in their dead end job. Every driver driving through the rush hour mob. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones.
Can you feel a new life?
You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the track.
Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, revive. The preacher preaching when the well is dry, to the lost soul reaching for a higher high, from the young man working through his hopes and fears, to the widow walking through her veil of tears, every man and woman, every old and young, every father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. You're gonna send revival, bring it all back home.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town.
Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, revive.
Awesome song, guys. But what are we asking God to do? What are we asking God right there? Huh? What are we asking Him? Say, revive us. Revive us. Revive. Myself at times, been around people, and it's not that I'm better, it's that I know where they're at, and the place they're living is not good. You know them, and they're good people, they're just involved in bad things. So I'm going to point this at the youth in this church. Let me tell you, 10 to whatever, 20, let me tell y'all something right now. You're in a place that's teaching you morals, teaching you how to be respectful people. Don't let no one separate you from God, separate you from your parents, because they got your back, okay? Your peers, the people you hang out with, if they're not Christian, will drag you down. They don't want you to have what you got. A lot of them don't know about Christ. It's bad to say that in this country, that people actually don't know about the church, don't know about being a Christian. But kids, y'all beware of who you hang out with, okay? Because it'll get you in trouble if you're mixing with the wrong bunch, okay? God is a good God, and the reason why your parents got you here is so you'll learn, okay? Learn how to be respectful people, okay? Here I am, all I can offer, bowing down, you have my worship. Here I come, here I run, I need you. Like a child needing a father, without you, I'm empty and broken. Here I come, here I run, I need you. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe, yes, I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient, I know how much I need you. I'm running. Here I am, reaching my hands out. Hear my heart, I pour it all out. Here I come, here I run, I need you. Light my path, lead me, I'll follow. Be my shield, strength for tomorrow. Here I come, here I run, I need you. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe, yes, I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient, I know how much I need you. Running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe, yes, I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient, I know how bad I need you. I'm running, I'm running to you. For without you, I can't make it, I can't live. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe, yes, I'm running.
won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running to you. Into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe. Yes, I'm running to you. I won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running.
I'm running to you. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, Lord God. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst of us this morning, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for loving and caring for us, Lord God. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, church, it's time to take the offering up this morning. And I thank you, Lord God, for the givers of this church, because I know that you will bless them mightily, Lord God, as they give from the heart, Lord God, and keeps us going, Father. So I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up, tell everyone how great the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty.
Your hands be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty.
There is one God,
He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory. Strong and mighty.
There is one God,
He is holy.
There is one Lord over everything. There is one King,
He is Jesus, King of glory. Strong and mighty. You are the King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty. You are the King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty. You are the King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty. You are the King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty.
Hallelujah. Woo. I tell you what, camp meeting, it's going to be fun time this year. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I am looking forward to camp meeting this time. You know what? You know what? I remember the first camp meeting I came to here. Oh, yeah. Let's put it like this. We're going to do some of them older songs. And, hey, I'm going to ask the Lord to rain down the Holy Ghost up in here, and we gonna have some fun. You know, hey, I miss them days, man. I miss them days where you see people taking off in here. Oh, hey. Oh, I done seen all that in action. And then after all that was said and done, I see the blessings that walk out this door. I seen the healings that walked out this door. I seen the people that reconnected with Christ walk out that door. Hallelujah. Oh, it's an awesome time. Amen. Ain't that what revival is all about?
Amen.
That what having God to come back into our life is all about? Ain't that what having God to put that fire back in our heart is all
Amen.
About? And that isn't that revival?
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah. Maybe Amen. That's revival. Woo. One of these days, and it won't be long. What we're doing here. The ones that haven't been saved are coming in here.
Amen.
This is going to rock. Oh, this right. is going to be on in here. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, I can see waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear sounds of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when we speak, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us.
He lives
in us, lives in us.
That his promises are true. In his strength there is nothing we can't do.
Yes, we know
there are greater things in store.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us.
He lives
in us. Lives in us.
Now greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh,
to wake lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. Now greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapon prevail. We stand here in victory.
I got something I got to say. Of course, we haven't been singing this song a long time. But I tell you what, it's to me one of the most powerful songs that we sing. Because he literally does command the dead to wake.
Amen.
And I'm living proof of it.
Amen.
And you know, Sister Shirley was talking beginning of the service about imagination. And Paul told the Ephesians, he said, now to him who is able to do exceedingly above all that you ask or, and King James says, think. But it can also be said, all that you can imagine, that you can ask or imagine. And then there's one other phrase. The verse doesn't stop there. According to the power that works within you. And that's just what we've been singing about. The power that lives in us. It lives in us. Don't forget it. Don't forget it.
Thank you, praise and worship team. Hallelujah. Don't quit. Don't quit. That's right.
Connected to the power, hallelujah. Through the switch.
You can make that out, but I got a text from Glenn and Linda. They're in Florida. And in case you're wondering, Bob and Rita are ministering in another church this morning. He's playing somewhere. But Glenn's mother had to have emergency surgery last night. Now she's in her 80s. Her colon was dead. Parts of her colon was dead. Remember what Pastor went through? And she came through the surgery okay, but just Keep them in your prayers, okay?
Amen. Okay, I will start over. Sister Cheryl is moving. She's downsizing to something smaller. And, of course, she's not one of these people who just randomly had yard sales. So she's got to get rid of a lot of stuff. So we're going to help the sister out and go to her yard sale. Friday and Saturday, 7 to 7. So if you know anybody that does the yard sale thing, just shoo them on down 61. Tell them to get a hold of Cheryl. Well, classes can be dismissed. Hallelujah. I sound really loud. Am I too loud?
You know what?
No,
you're good.
Am I good? They say I'm good. Good. It's good to be good. That's good. Yes. Don't quit. Don't quit. Amen. My style of preaching, I guess, is different. I don't really go to a verse. I just preach and put it in there as we go. So you take it home, look it up later if you don't believe me. I know it's in there. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about worship today. Worship. Praise and worship. You know, when asked the question, to people, what does praise and worship mean? And I would dare say some Christians would say, well, oh, that's what you go to church to do. You know, that's what we do at our church. That's what we go to church on Sunday morning to do is praise and worship. We have an awesome praise and worship team, amen? And we just sing and worship the Lord, and which is true, but I want to express to you today that it's more than that. Amen? It's more than that. Worship should extend to every area of our lives, every day of our life, and not something we just do on Sunday morning services. Amen?
Yeah.
Not something we just do on Sunday morning services. So I want to issue your challenge, a challenge to you today to think about this. Does your Monday through Saturday life reflect your Sunday morning worship? Does your Monday through Saturday life reflect your Sunday morning worship? We should not just come to worship service, but bring our worship to church. And when we leave worship services, leave church, we should take it with us.
Amen.
Don't leave it and then decide, go through all week, just barely making it and say, I can't wait to get to church on Sunday morning so I can get some worship in. That makes for a long week.
Yes.
Amen. So worship is about a relationship with the one true God. It's an attitude of the heart. And everything that we do in life, we should do all to the glory of God.
Amen.
Colossians says in 3:17, whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything, in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence on Him. So we don't have to do this by ourselves in our own strength. Amen?
Right.
Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And 1 Corinthians says, 10:31 says, whether therefore you eat, drink, or whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Worship is more than just music. But when you begin to say what worship is, you begin to think about music. It's only a small part of worship. Music is just a way to connect us to God. It's just an avenue for us to contact God with and to adore Him and to lift Him up. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:9 the purpose for which we are called. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him, the worship of Him, who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Now, some people say, well, praise is different, worship is different. I think it all just goes together. Because you can't have praise without worship, and you can't have worship without praise. But when you begin to praise, there is a worship that should come out of you.
That's it.
That brings you directly into the presence of God.
Then you begin to praise the worth of the King. Amen. So we are created for worship. We're called, not only called, but created for the purpose of praising God and worshiping God. That is what we are called to do, to have fellowship with God. We are created for worship. God is our creator. We were his idea after all. Amen. He created us to show forth his praises. Created means to fashion. It means to form like clay. It means to design. In other words, we were hardwired for worship. Have you ever heard of something being hardwired? You are hardwired for worship, which means whatever circuit you're referring to, usually the incoming power, is wired up in such a way that you can't just unhook it or unplug it. It's there. All you got to do, Gail, is turn the switch on. You're already hardwired to do it. You just got to turn the switch on. It's already there. Glory to God. Worship is an urge within all of us by God into every fiber of our being. You were born to show forth the praises of your Creator. That's what you were born to do, and it's as natural as breathing. When people fail to worship God, they always find a substitute. They always bring something else into their lives, and it moves out the preeminence of God. Whether it's money, whether it's another person, whether it's a job, whether it's a car. You see, worship is not just for our benefit, but for God's. And it's the only thing that we have to give to God, because he don't need anything else. He just uses those other things we give him, such as money and our time and our talents. And the only thing that we have to give God is our worship. Isn't that powerful? You want to give God something? Give him your praise and give him your worship, and not just on Sunday morning. Yeah, come on. Amen? Because we don't have anything to give God, because he is God. He made it all. Amen. The Bible said he made the world and the fullness therein. David said, there ain't nowhere I can go to get away from him. Amen? So we don't worship to please ourselves. Our highest motive should be to exalt God in whatever we do. That is why worship is not defined to a church building, to a particular place. The secret of worship is doing everything as unto the Lord. In Hebrew and Greek, there are two major kinds of words of worship. The first means to bow down, to kneel, to put one's face down as an act of respect and submission. And our body language is saying, I will do whatever you want me to do. I'm ready to listen to your instructions, and I'm willing to obey. That's when praise takes you into worship. Right. You have a total ear to hear what God is saying then. Amen. The other kind of biblical word means to serve. And half of the time, these words are translated as worship, and then sometimes it's translated as serve. It carries the idea of doing something for God, making a sacrifice, carrying out his instruction. And the English word comes from the old English words, W-E-O-R-T-H, which means worth, W-O-R-T-H. And S-C-I-P-E, or ship, which means something like shape or quality. So worth, ship, is the quality of having worth or being worthy. When we worship, we are saying that God has worth. You are worthy to be worshipped. You are worthy to be praised. And it means to declare worth, to attribute worth to. Or to put it in biblical terms so that we can understand it, it means to praise God, to sing, to speak about how good and how powerful our God is. And you may say, well, you know, I don't understand what you're saying. What does that have to do with worship in everyday life? I'm glad you asked that, because I'm going to tell you. Because you cannot worship something without drawing attention to it and becoming like that which you worship. Because that which you worship, you become like. Amen. So it becomes a part of who you are. So the more that you worship and allow God to be first place in your life, guess what you're going to take on? You're going to take on the character of God.
Amen.
And it becomes a part of who you are. And who you are is a reflection into your daily life. Because who you are will come out in your daily life when the rubber hits the road, so to speak. Therefore, I urge you, brother, Romans 12:1 says, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, present your bodies, dedicating all of yourself, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your what? Rational, logic, intelligent, reasonable act of worship. The Message Bible reads it this way. Here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. God wants you to take your what you think is your ordinary life, and God loves to take ordinary things and make something extraordinary out of them. Amen? But he said, I want you to take that at Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning. Amen? And I want you to present it to me as a living sacrifice. So worship does not just happen on Sunday. It should be part of our life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And it should be just as natural as the breath that we take. Colossians 3:24, 22 through 24 says, servants, in everything, obey those who are your masters on earth. Not only with external service, as those who merely please people, but with sincerity of heart because of your fear of the Lord. Whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul. That is, put in your very best effort as something done for the Lord and not for men. Knowing with all certainty that it is from the Lord and it's not from men, that you will receive the inheritance which is your greatest reward. It is the Lord Christ whom you actually serve.
Wow.
If we take our Monday through Saturday life going to work as a worship to the Lord, you know why you come home grumpy and all out of sorts? It's because you have not used that day as a service unto the Lord and allowed Him in the workplace with you. And we'll get to more of that in a minute. Ephesians 6:5 says, through 8 says, servants respectfully obey your earthly masters, but always with an eye to obeying the real master. Don't just do what you have to do to get by. Don't you just hate working with people like that? But work heartily as Christ's servants, doing what God wants you to do, and work with a smile on your face. Always keeping in mind that no matter who happens to be given the orders, you're really serving God. Good work will get you good pay from the master, regardless of whether you are slave or free. God gave you that job, and you should do it heartily as unto the Lord. And you're going to stay there as long as you stay grumpy, so you might as well get over it. There is nothing more powerful than a person who's at a workplace sold out to Jesus.
That's right.
I'm not talking about these Bible-thumping people that beats people over the head with the word and tells them if they don't straighten their life out, they're going to hell. But I'm talking about going in and loving people where they're at, and you knew they were all out all night with no telling who, and party hardy. You don't do thump them over the head and tell them they're going to hell, but you love them where they're at. You hug them and tell them that you appreciate them and that they're glad, you're glad that they're, you're their work partner and that you've been put together. That's worshiping and that's serving the Lord. Your job should be a platform for evangelism.
Amen. Amen.
And promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. But and loving people where they're at. Use your everyday going about life in worship to God as a platform to witness the grace of God. Because if you ever thought where you'd been if it had not been for the grace of God, Sometimes we forget. You are serving Jesus, not your company and not your boss. You are not just on an assembly line. You are not just typing letters. You are not just flipping hamburgers. But you are anointed to do that which you are doing at the moment. The Bible says in Psalms, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and those who dwell in it. Some may think, I wouldn't give that boss no praise at all. Well, that boss of yours just made me Jesus, and you're the only skin that Jesus sees. Or that people see. You're the only Jesus in skin people sees. Worship is an attitude of the heart. What if you change your attitude instead of grumbling and complaining about your job and start being thankful? Thankfulness is a part of worship. And you may say, I don't like the place where I am. It could not be at a job. It could be just where you're at right now in this season in your life. But say, I'm thankful for this time of where I am at. I may not like the hours. I may not like the pay. I may not even like the people, especially the boss. But God says that if you will worship me in this season of your life, whether it's on your job or whatever season you're in at this moment, there's something better coming, so don't you quit. Amen. Amen. Stay calm and keep running. Amen. Stay calm and keep running. So if you have an attitude 6 days a week of thankful worship, because being thankful is a part of worship, when we come to church on Sunday morning, you won't have to get warmed up to praise God. Because you brought worship with you.
That's right.
My daddy used to have this pump well, and you have to prime it up before you get water out. And sometimes that's like praise and worship is. Sometimes I like preaching. And you're thinking, come on, people, y'all wearing me out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. So you'll already be primed up and ready to go when you get here. Why? Because you've been in worship all week. You've been thankful. You had a spirit of gratitude. Hallelujah. So when we come together, what if everybody come next Sunday and worship God all week in whatever circumstance they were in? Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. You're talking about the glory of God being in the place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Because you have brought worship with you. Worship involves speaking, listening, and doing. It's a worship that expresses the heart. Worship that involves the mind, and worship that involves your body. And there is a worship that is a giving of praise upward, and worship that receives instruction from above, and worship that carries it as a witness in the world around us when we go out there. And all three types of this worship is part of our life as sons and daughters of God. God's sons and daughters leaving the corporate place of worship here and scattered back out into the world to bring what you have learned here out there. Because we are a soul building station. Sinners is not going to come to a place that they know nothing about. And sinners definitely don't want to come to a place if you claim to be a Christian and you're beating them on the head with the Bible every day. Amen? But scatter out wherever you go and take the message of grace. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 13, it says we are to be salt and light of the earth. It says, let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. And every one of us is a different flavor. God will work with your personality. When you're on that platform of evangelism, wherever you're at, He will take you and speak through you. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept because we're going public with this. As a public, a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? Quit trying to run from what God wants you to do. I'm putting you on a light stand. Now keep that. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your life. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God. the generous God in heaven. So I'm here to tell you, church, that we have been saved out of this world to be sent back into this world, to witness to this world. And that is why we are in this world, until we are taken out of this world. We are called to be salt and light and do it as an act of worship to God. So as we read earlier in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink, and whatever you do, whether it's a 6K or dipping ice cream at Dairy Queen, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. Psalms 100 says, shout joyfully to the earth, to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Come before His presence. And we think that. We think about coming to church and coming before His presence. Know and fully recognize with gratitude that the Lord Himself is God, and it is He who has made us and not we ourselves. And we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with a song of thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him. Bless and praise His name. For the Lord is good all the time. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness endures to all generation. God created every one of us with a mouth. And this mouth is to speak and to tell of all the good things God has done. Show forth His praise means to celebrate, to speak, and to talk to tell. And I read one time that people open their mouth at least 700 times a day. I'm not going to go there. Most of David's Psalms are prayers in a praise format when you read Psalms. Praise, expression, adoration, and who the worth of God is. And He made us with a voice to speak forth His praise. He says, I'm the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. And you know what? God don't get the glory until we tell somebody or we show somebody how good God is. Amen. Church said amen.
Amen.
So your challenge this week is to get up in the morning. Say, God, this is what I've got to do today. And in whatever I do, I'm going to do it as unto You, as service unto You. Amen. And I'm not going to quit this week. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's stand.
Amen.
Father God, we just receive Your word today. We just receive that word of, we're not going to quit, Lord. But You're going to infuse us with such an inner strength to keep on keeping on.
Amen.
And You're going to give us signs along the way that says You're going in the right direction.
Amen.
Just keep on keeping on. We thank You that we're anointed to do that, Lord. And when we go out, Lord, that our platform in this world is to not beat people over the head with Your word, but offer them the love and grace of Jesus Christ, because You've been You have showed us much grace, and You have shown us much love. And with that, God, we go out of this place and take that which we have learned and spread it to whoever that You put in our path, God. We're so thankful for You, Lord. We love You. We praise You. We thank You for what You're doing in this place and for the outpouring of Your Spirit, Lord. Thank You for Your word that's settled. And because it's settled with You, it's settled with us. And we pray for those on the prayer request. If you have a prayer request, somebody on your heart, just lift your hand right now. We speak healing to them in the name of Jesus. We speak divine reversal to everything that's been spoken over them that's not of Your word, Father God. We speak salvation to the lost in the name of Jesus. And we say, rise up and be healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank You, Father God. Thank You, Jesus. And I just speak to the one right now, Lord, that's got the bad report on a kidney disease. I curse that thing at the very root, and I say that You're healed by the stripes of Jesus. I know what the doctors may have said, but that's not what the Word says. And I speak to your kidneys to begin to function like they're supposed to in the name of Jesus, that You are healed. that you are healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. For the person with pain in their foot right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing over that. Whatever has caused the pain, we speak it to be reversed in the name of Jesus. And that you're going to walk pain-free from this day forth. In Jesus' name, you are healed. Thank you, Father. If you're having symptoms in your body, just if you can, just lay your hand on your body today as a point of contact. Father, I speak to that one right now in the name of Jesus is in this place that needs healing in their body. I speak the palpitations of the heart to begin to come into rhythm in the name of Jesus. That your heart begins to beat at a normal pace. Ha ha ha. Oh, Rabba Shoto Sembateta Lianto Combo Hosia. Nante Lita Sol Nadita Namashenda Dita Kosehetia. In Jesus' name. That you're not to live in fear, but in faith, see yourself healed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor wanted me to share. I'll just speak right here. Everybody can hear me right here. That through all that we went through back in February when Pastor died and the Lord brought him back, we still had a process of everything in his body had to come back to life. So we went through the period. He was on the ventilator for 11 days. And we went through the process. I mean, and I shared a little bit of this, but I mean, it's just like they started feeding, giving him food in the tube. And then they would draw it out and measure it to see if his stomach was even digesting yet. So it was a process of everything beginning to work again. And the last thing that we had to deal with were his kidneys. Because they kept saying, well, every day, for 3 weeks, those kidneys are going to turn around. They're going to turn around. Well, they kept. You know, all the labs kept going higher and higher and higher. And it even got to the point that the creatinine was 6-something and the BUN was so high, and you all that know stuff, that they didn't have to give him a sedative anymore because, you know, he was confused because of his kidneys weren't functioning properly. And they started dialysis. They started dialysis. Well, we'd already had 3 treatments. And there was 3 doctors on this team. And two of the doctors, they'd come in and say, we still waiting for those kidneys to turn around. Still waiting for them to turn around. That was it. Turn around. And this one doctor, though, he didn't believe. Well, said, tell you what. Said, we're going to have to get him set up for a permanent port. So he can get dialysis. And then one of the nurses said, well, you know, if he's on dialysis when he leaves here, he's going to have to go to rehab. He can't go to a regular rehab. He's going to have to go to Kindred in Louisville. That's where they send everybody that's in bad shape, that they may not make it. Or they've got like dialysis or something like that that they can't get anywhere else while they're in rehab and stuff like that, you know. So I just heard all this and heard all this, and this was on Thursday night. On Thursday night of the, we went to rehab February 29th on Monday, and this was the Thursday night before that, and they were still talking dialysis and had already contacted Kindred. Well, that Thursday night I'm sitting there, and they've got him scheduled for more dialysis, and they've already come in and marked him up where they're going to put a permanent port in there. And I just said, Lord, I know it doesn't matter if he's been on a kidney dialysis for 6 months or a year. You raised him from the dead, and you don't mean for him to be on that, and you're healing him. But I said, God, it sure would be good for him not to have to go through anymore. Going through putting a permanent port in, I said, Lord, I'm not doubting what your word says. But I said, I'd like to hear from you tonight. Well, I was reading, and You know, sometimes the Message Bible says things very bluntly. If you're not familiar with that, but I got to, he said, turn to Jeremiah 29:11. I said, I know what Jeremiah 29:11 is. It's about your future. He said, turn to Jeremiah 29:11 in the Message Bible. So I started reading it, and the very words that I needed to hear from the Message Bible, the Lord says, I'm turning things around.
Amen.
Amen. I said, all right. And he said, I'm bringing you home. I said, that's enough for me. That's all I need to read. I got it. Not going to need no more. So they came in the next morning, you know, drawing the labs. And I said, we're not taking anything but a good report. Well, I said that every day anyway. They'd laugh at me. Every time they'd come in to x-ray, you know, for the pneumonia or do anything, and they'd draw. I said, we're not taking anything. Just a good report today. That's all we're taking. And they thought I was kidding. But anyway, that Thursday morning they did the labs. Well, here comes this doctor. Well, the doubting Thomas. He said, well, we don't need to do the dialysis today, so I'll just schedule it for tomorrow. And I'm thinking, don't need it. He said, the creatinine was down to 2. I went, okay. It needed to be under 3. It was something, 2.9. He said, now, we'll draw labs again tomorrow. This was Thursday. Friday, he said, we'll check it again, and I'll go ahead and schedule them for tomorrow in case he needs it. I said, no, I thought, I'm not going to need it. Came in the next morning, did labs. Guess what? They hadn't dropped way down, but you know, even 1 point or even staying below 3 is what it had to be. And that's still high for a creatinine report. And, well, we're not going to do it today. So Saturday, finally, he said, well, they started coming in talking to me about going to E-Town where we ended up going to rehab. No more talk about any more dialysis. See, turning around. You got to see it. You got to use your imagination. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a fight over everything. Now, let me tell you that what his latest kidney results are. His creatinine is 1.3. I just thought I'd tell you. Normal is 1.9 is a high normal. How about that?
Amen. Turn around, turn around. Amen. Amen.
Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And we believe it for turnaround.
Amen.
Whether finances, physical or anything, I want you to come up here. I'm going to lay hands on you. When I lay hands on you, you're going to begin to sense that turnaround right now in the name of Jesus. It's not, yeah. We're not going to say it could be next week. No, we're believing now. God's doing a quick work, and we're believing now for turnaround. When you leave this place, you expect yourself, whatever you're believing for, begin to just close your eyes right now and begin to see yourself more with it than without it. Amen. You've got to see yourself more with it than without it.
Amen.
Quit seeing yourself as poor and depressed and downtrodden. God says, I've come to give you life, and I've come to give you more abundantly. And when I lay my hands on you, you're going to see it quickly. You're going to see it quickly in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father Jesus. I speak turnaround in the name of Jesus. Turn around in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Turn around in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. I speak turnaround right now in Jesus' name. It's not what they say, but God says, I've got the final word on every situation. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I speak divine reversal. Man may have said this, and man may have said that, but God says, I have got it all under control, and I have got you covered.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I speak divine turnaround in every situation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I speak turnaround right now in the name of Jesus. Divine reversal. Supernatural taking place.
Amen.
Right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I speak divine reversal in the name of Jesus. I speak turnaround in every situation and every circumstances. Oh, thank you, Father God. I see a lot of paperwork.
Amen.
I see a lot of paperwork.
You need that.
Woo! God says I'm putting some things in order. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And I just dispatch the angels right now to go. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Turn around.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, turn around in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak turn around in the name of Jesus. It may have been one way for a long time, but now's the time for turnaround, a divine reversal. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak turnaround. Oh, yeah, ha, 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 ha. My goodness.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I seen a rabbit yesterday on Facebook. And I don't know if it's photoshopped or not, but this rabbit had ears that big. I mean, huge ears. And I see that in the spirit with you. God says your faith is like those rabbit ears right now. And it's like it's just touching the heart of Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that's going to increase.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Turn around in every situation. In the name of Jesus. I speak turn around in the name of Jesus. Divine reversal.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Expectancy.
Amen.
Expectancy. To be what you know it can be. And
amen.
Be what you know to believe it to be.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. God says to let your imagination run wild, not like a river that runs wild that's out of control. But there's an anointing on your imagination just to start believing and seeing some things that are out of the ordinary. Because God's the God of the extraordinary.
Amen.
And he will anoint the
Amen.
Ordinary to be
Thank
extraordinary.
You, Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. I speak Amen. Divine reversal in the name of Jesus over every situation, every circumstance. I speak order to things that may have been out of order in the name of Jesus. And I speak divine reversal in the name of Jesus. I just speak
Amen.
To your body to be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak healing over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Every fiber of your being flows with the healing power of God. And I speak that over you in the name of Jesus. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, I command your body to be healed and to be made whole in the name of Jesus. See yourself walking free. In Jesus' name, unfettered. Hallelujah. There it is, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. The decisions, Lord, that she is making and needs to be making comes with ease. Because she has the anointing that is from you and the wisdom to make the right decisions at the right time. That you are connecting her with people. And I just hear that are in the know, whatever that means. And I just speak divine turnaround in the name of Jesus. And I just continue to speak peace over you. For everything that you need to do in the upcoming days. And God says to tell you that all is well. He says to tell you that all is well. And he's got you back. And he says to tell you that he's got you covered.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, so to the sea. Oh, shoto, sa da 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 da. Yeah. Yes, he's got you covered. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Just stand and, I guess, stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I just pray for Shauna. I speak divine turnaround in the name of Jesus. That there will be no resistance concerning your will for her life, God. That you will surround her with people that will be of an encouragement to her. And I just assure you today that you're not a letdown to your Father God. And I just speak divine reversal in the name of Jesus. Everything from the past that keeps wanting to hold on to you and to not let you go, I come against that spirit of the world right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I command you to be set free. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit of addiction that wants to trap you. And I command it to fall off of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your anointing that destroys every yoke in the name of Jesus, that it will not raise its ugly head up again. We curse that thing at the very root and we command it to die. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And God says, I tell you that you don't have to be a people pleaser, a friend pleaser. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That you've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light to show forth his praises. Oh, what an awesome God you serve. And he extends his grace and his mercy to you today in the name of Jesus. And he says for you to be free, daughter. And to walk in that freedom. Now, Father God, I just thank you for your anointing. Just thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I just speak to my sister right now in the name of Jesus. For your grace that covers her. For your anointing that's on her to just to come to your throne and to make intercession, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. And those things that she's believing for within her family, I come into agreement with your word and agreement with Jenny that it will be as she has imagined it to be.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Father God, that you have given her an anointing to stand in the gap for her family. And as she brings them before you, Lord, there is freedom that will reign in their place, Father. And I just speak that over her in the name of Jesus. For divine turnaround, divine reversal.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's just stand and we're going to be dismissed. And just lift your hands right now. Speak a blessing over your life. I speak God's favor over you this coming week, that you are blessed, everything that you set your hands to, that you have the wisdom of God that lives inside of you, every decision that you need to make this week can be made in the soundness of your mind with the aid of the Holy Spirit. I speak to you that you're the head and you're not the tail. The doors that are supposed to be open will begin to open and you will see God's grace in abundance this week. Go forth and be blessed and allow your life to be a platform to tell somebody that Jesus loves them. Amen. God bless you.